Welcome to day 110 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards. We're in the fifth commandment, honor thy father and mother, which means not just genetic father and mother, but those in authority. We've looked at the duties and the sins of inferiors toward those who are in authority. Yesterday we looked at those who are in authority and asked what are required of them toward those who are under their authority. And today, question 130, we ask what are the sins of superiors? Answer, the sins of superiors are, besides the neglect of the duties required of them, which we looked at yesterday, an inordinate seeking of themselves and their glory, ease, profit, or pleasure, commanding things unlawful or not in the power of inferiors to perform, counseling, encouraging, or favoring them in that which is evil, dissuading, discouraging, or discountenancing them in that which is good, correcting them unduly, careless exposing or leaving them to wrong, temptation, and danger, provoking them to wrath, or in any way dishonoring themselves or lessening their authority by an unjust, indiscreet, rigorous, or remiss behavior. So the first sin of superiors is the neglect of the duties required of them. Ezekiel 34, 2-4, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flock? Ye eat the fat, and you clothe you with the wool. You kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The diseased have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost. But with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them. So shepherds, if you recall, are chiefly civil figures, kings, princes, and so forth. The second sin of superiors is an inordinate seeking of themselves, their own glory, ease, profit, or pleasure. Let's look first at an inordinate seeking of themselves. Philippians 2:21, for all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ's. An inordinate seeking of their own glory. John 5:44, how can you believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? John 7:18, he that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no righteousness is in him. An inordinate seeking of their own ease, profit, or pleasure. Isaiah 56:10-11, his watchmen are blind, they are all ignorant, they are all dumb dogs, they cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs, which can never have enough, and they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, every one for his gain from his quarter. Deuteronomy 17:17, the laws for the king, neither shall he multiply wives to himself that his heart turn not away, neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. In our day we have politicians who enter into office as in a modest situation and leave office multimillionaires. A sin of superior, commanding things unlawful, ordering inferiors to do things which are wrong. Daniel 3, starting at verse 4, then a herald cried aloud, To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king hath set up. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Acts 4:17, but that it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them, that if they speak henceforth to no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. A sin of superiors against inferiors is commanding them in things that are not in the power of inferiors to perform. Exodus 5, we're told to look at verses 10 through 18, and we're just given the first verse. The taskmasters of the people went out, and their officers, and they spake to the people, saying, Thus saith Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. The idea here being, and we've printed out the rest of the passage for you, although it's not in our edition of the Catechism, that they were told to stop demanding that they go do sacrifice to the Lord. Pharaoh said they must just be idle and that they didn't have enough work to do, so that they would be required to perform the same amount of, to manufacture the same amount of bricks without the straw. So without the materials needed, they were commanded to do the same level of performance. Also Matthew 23:2, Jesus saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, for they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. Another sin of superiors is counseling, encouraging, or favoring inferiors in that which is evil. First, let's look at counseling inferiors in that which is evil. Matthew 14:8, and she, being before instructed of her mother, said, give me here John the Baptist's head on a charger. Matthew 6:24, and she went forth and said unto her mother, what shall I ask? And she said, the head of John the Baptist. Counseling inferiors in that which is evil. Encouraging inferiors in that which is evil. 2 Samuel 3:28, now Absalom had commanded his servants, saying, mark ye now, when Amnon's heart is merry with wine, and when I say unto you, smite Amnon, then kill him. Fear not. Have I not commanded you? Be courageous and be valiant. Or favoring them in that which is evil. 1 Samuel 3:13, for I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. A sin of superiors is dissuading, discouraging, or discountenancing them in that which is good. John 7:46, the officers said, never man spake like this man. Then answered them the Pharisees, are ye also deceived? Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed on him? But this people who knoweth not the law are cursed. Discouraging them to believe in Christ. Colossians 3:21, fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Exodus 5:17, but he said, you are idle, you are idle. That's why you say, let us go and do sacrifice to the Lord. Correcting inferiors unduly. 1 Peter 2:18, servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if, when you are buffeted by your faults, you take it patiently? But if, when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. Hebrews 12:10, for they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Deuteronomy 25:3, 40 stripes he may give him, and not exceed. Lest if he should exceed and beat him above these with many stripes, then thy brother should seem vile unto thee. A sin of superiors, careless, exposing, or leaving their inferiors to wrong, temptation, and danger. Genesis 38:11, then said Judah to Tamar his daughter-in-law, remain a widow at thy father's house till Shelah my son be grown. For he said, lest peradventure he die also as his brethren did. And Tamar went and dwelt in her father's house. And Judah acknowledged them and said, she hath been more righteous than I, because that I gave her not to Shelah my son. And he knew her again no more. Acts 18:17, then all the Greeks took Sosthenes, the chief ruler of the synagogue, and beat him before the judgment seat. And Gallio cared for none of those things. A sin of superiors is provoking inferiors to wrath. Ephesians 6:4, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Or, in any way, dishonoring themselves or lessening their authority by an unjust, indiscreet, rigorous, or remiss behavior. Because authorities have a responsibility to encourage godly behavior, and if they destroy their authority, they destroy their ability to encourage godly behavior, and that indirectly encourages ungodly behavior. Genesis 9:21, Noah drank of the wine and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent. 1 Kings 12:13, then the king, Rehoboam, answered the people roughly, and forsook the old men's counsel that they gave him, and spake to them after the counsel of the young men, saying, My father made your yoke heavy, and I will add to your yoke. My father also chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. Wherefore the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was from the Lord. So when all Israel saw that the king hearkened not unto them, the people answered the king, saying, What portion have we in David? Neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel, now see to thine own house, David. So Israel departed unto their tents. 1 Kings 1:6, And his father had not displeased him, Adonijah, at any time, saying, Why hast thou done so? 1 Samuel 2:29, Wherefore kick ye at my sacrifice and mine offering, which I have commanded in my habitation, and honorest thy sons above me, to make yourselves fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel my people. Wherefore the Lord of God of Israel saith, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord saith, Be it far from me, for them that honor me I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Behold, the days come that I will cut off thine arm and the arm of thy father's house, that there shall not be an old man in thy house. Finally, we can say much more about the sins of superiors by looking at other duties and other commandments. If we were to look at today's politicians and compare them with the standards of the commandments that we think apply to everyone, but they also apply specifically to those in authority. For example, the third commandment on taking the Lord's name in vain, how many take the Lord's name in vain when they take an oath to support the Constitution and then begin to impose a socialist government or a government completely contrary to the Constitution, misleading people and discouraging obedience to the Constitution by a false oath. We have links to a couple of other pages on the sixth commandment about killing and the eighth commandment about stealing. And if you go through those commandments, which we will do, but you specifically apply it to superiors, you see that superiors have quite additional opportunities, therefore greater responsibilities, but they have greater opportunities to steal and to kill. And in fact, most of what politicians do is they steal in order to kill, in order to carry out their vengeance. I would recommend to you those links there at the bottom of this post that go through the sixth commandment and the eighth commandment, just like we will do when we get there, and apply them specifically to superiors, specifically to those who are in positions of authority, and how they violate these commandments. This is obviously a huge issue, and as the government becomes more and more powerful and has more and more influence, then these issues of how they obey these commandments, the fifth commandment and these other commandments, becomes more important. We'll return tomorrow to look at the duties of equals, having looked at inferiors and looked at superiors, those under authority and those in authority. Tomorrow we'll look at those who are at equal positions of authority with respect to each other on day number 111.